Crown Response, Panui Newsletter, Friday the 9th of May. Producer's note, this document shows the logo of the Crown Response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Featuring the crown crest on the left and the Māori proverb Mafakarongo Ma'ako Kahuri Tetai, which means listen and learn to create change. Listening, learning, changing sits above this proverb. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 21st of May 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Crown Response, Panui Newsletter, Friday the 9th of May. About, as part of its pre-budget 2025 announcement, the government announced on the 9th of May 2025 improvements to the redress and care system to prevent, identify, and respond to abuse in care. Immediate redress improvements for survivors with claims. From the 9th of May 2025, settlement offers to resolve any existing and new claims will be adjusted to reflect the government's decision to increase the average redress payments for new claims from $19,180 to $30,000. This will be done using an interim approach until a common payment framework is developed and implemented. Survivors with closed claims can register to receive a top-up payment through the website www.abuseincaretopups.govt.nz today. If you cannot access a website easily, a phone line will be available from 8 a.m. Monday 12 May 2025. The number is 0800-TOP-UPS 0800-867-877 and will be available weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. From overseas call plus 64-4931-1678. Future redress improvements. Other redress improvements will deliver further increases in capacity for claims processing to at least 2,000 claims per year from 2026-27, increasing to 2,150 from 2027-28. Increase alignment and consistency in service offerings across the system by implementing a common payment framework that applies to all agencies. Exploring opportunities to support redress agencies to make more substantive apologies, including whether legislative change is needed to achieve this. Developing a common support service framework. Introducing a single set of operational policies. Improve access to and navigation of redress services and introducing independent advice and transparency by introducing a single entry point to core state claims processes. Managing survivors' claims as a single claim to stop the need for survivors to lodge multiple claims across agencies. Implementing an independent review process for survivors who are unhappy with the decision and redress payment being offered. Introduce integrated system reporting, incorporating survivors' insights to increase transparency about redress processes. An implementation plan outlining these proposals will be provided to joint redress ministers in July this year. The government will also establish a ministerial advisory group of survivors and advocates in the coming months to provide relevant ministers with advice on implementation of the redress improvements and on the wider government response to the Royal Commission. Cabinet has also decided a new process will apply for new claims from survivors who are also serious sexual and/or violent offenders who have been sentenced to 5 years or more in prison. Modelled on similar approaches in Australia and Scotland, an independent decision maker will provide assurance that a redress payment would not bring the scheme into disrepute. Legislation establishing this will be introduced later this year. Release a design group's high-level proposals. The government has proactively released the design group's high-level proposals on the Crown Response website. This is a 174-page PDF at aicomps.nz/4823. You can find other proactive releases here, aicomps.nz/1998. Detail about the care safety announcement. Delivering the Crown Response is a multi-agency responsibility. Multiple ministries have operational, policy and statutory responsibilities and knowledge to contribute to the success of the government's response to the Royal Commission. The government is investing in the following initiatives across multiple government agencies. Build a diverse, capable and safe care workforce. The Ministries of Education, Health, Social Development, Disability Support Services and Orana Tamariki will jointly design and implement a phased rollout of care training and ongoing development and joint review and implementation of workforce screening and safety. Improve mental health inpatient environments. Health New Zealand will make mental health inpatient unit environments safer and improve privacy and dignity for patients. Prevent, recognize and respond to abuse in care. The Social Investment Agency will manage a social investment approach to evaluate and fund initiatives to prevent the entry of children and vulnerable adults into care. Reduce abuse and harm to children and young people in remand homes and in the care of individual caregivers. Orana Tamariki will be responsible for training and development, monitoring and assurance, improved escalation, processes and response times, approvals and accountability processes to reduce abuse and harm to children and young people in community and remand homes and those cared for by individual caregivers. Oversight of compulsory mental health and addiction care. Bolster oversight of compulsory mental health and addiction care by increasing the capacity, expertise, and availability of independent statutory roles including district inspectors and review tribunals and improving models of care. Strengthen processes to recognize and respond to instances of abuse in care. The Ministry for Social Development Disability Support Services will strengthen processes that recognize and respond to instances of abuse in care. They will do this by introducing additional audits on the quality of services delivered by contracted care providers and improving the systems that support the management of critical incidents and complaints. Record keeping to improve quality, quantity, capacity, access and whānau connections. Funding is provided to develop, implement and monitor new and consistent record keeping practices and standards, including new records retention and disposal rules and targeted support for improved record keeping in the state care sector. Funding also provides targeted support to improve record-keeping guidance in the education and disability care sectors. This is a joint initiative between the Ministries of Education, Social Development, Disability Support Services, and the Department of Internal Affairs. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 21st of May 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.